Jack, a couple of weeks ago we spoke and you were sat worth me. Well, I want to see how we do against teams like Salisbury and Gosport. 2 games, 2 wins. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, say, I think we're about, if I was measuring it in percentages, I think we're about 65, 70% there. But there's a lot more to come from this team and this club. And we've got to, it's hard work. And because we've done no pattern of play, really. We just, we're trying to get them fit. We're trying to get the players thinking about passing the ball. And we're trying to educate them in a winning philosophy. So, in terms of results, okay. I was more concerned tonight with the fact that they scored 2. Had a hit the crossbar on 3, totally self-inflicted. Had nothing to do with their great play. It was just us passing them the ball, totally not under pressure. So that is obviously a major one worry. But I've always accepted that if you're asking a team that's only training twice a week to play through the 3/3 in the early, you can't achieve it in 5 pre-season games. It takes thing, and one of the main reasons goals are scored is giving the ball away in your third of the field. And we do that quite a lot at the moment. And the higher you go, the more goals you'll concede when you do that. But if you believe in that right of playing, then you have to encourage the players to keep playing it, and when not to play it in there, and when to. And that gives you some of your problems. But in general play, I'm pleased with the fact, because second half, apart from the goal, which was a well-struck goal, we hit the post, and Dan should have scored with a header. So there was 3 bits of good football there that come to thing. But they had a couple of, not chances as such. Dan didn't have to make any saves second half, really. But I wasn't happy. I'm not happy the way we're defending when we're attacking. I know that might sound strange, but when we're attacking and we give the ball away cheaply in the attacking third, they seem to get a sight of our goal far more quickly and easily than I would like. So there's a bit of work done there, but work in progress. And from a management point of view, I'm 65, 2/3 happy. But there's a lot. That other third is massive. We're going to be competitive.
What can you and Robbie do when it comes to defensively setting up from attacking corners? Leave them all men back? Get the team to come back quicker?
What can you do? Well, it's quite honestly that we'll leave 3 up, which will mean that when we're defending corners, but when we're attacking corners, when it's our corner, you have a situation that people have to realise that if you're on the halfway line, you're not going to affect the ball going into their goal. You've got to work on the principle they're going to win it and we're going to shut down. So we got a bit of work to do there. And but they're not major issues. I'm quite comfortable. But we ain't got enough people that think defensively.
And how are you and Robbie going to set up against Haringey, our opening league fixture a week tomorrow?
Depends what signings we make during the week.
What positions are you looking at, Jack? There's a lot of rumours going about a possible signing. May or may not happen in a certain position. I don't know if we're able to go into any more details on the moment.
No. We're not alerting anybody else what we're doing. But we will be looking to strengthen the squad still.
Jack, thank you for speaking to us.
Cheers. No problem.